Daryl, comfortable win. I think probably more emphatic than the scoreboard will tell us.
Yeah, probably. I don't think we were ever at our best tonight, but we showed a little bit of a tougher edge. I think particularly in our yardage, we got forward really well, and we had a tough first half to endure because we had a lot of ball against us in decent field position, and I thought we held out pretty well. We conceded a couple of soft runs, and particularly the kick try was a real strange one, and there were two of them on the night. But we had to win tonight. That was the most important thing, and we managed to get that done. So we talked about drawing a line under the half at half time, and then drew another line under the game after it, because I don't think we're ever at our best. But sometimes you've just got to win, and however that comes.
You're creating a lot of chances. Webster and Solomon, is there a better centre wing partnership at the minute?
Well, you struggle to find it, wouldn't you? I thought, he's playing against a guy who's, Jake Webster was playing against a guy who's been in pretty special form. Well, both of them were, to be honest, and they carved out some pretty special opportunities with the help of the people on the inside, which is always the case. And some of the finishing was outstanding. So yeah, Jake's playing well. Denny's finishing outstandingly well. Gailey's playing well on that side. Junior Moore's playing well. So there's something going on that edge that obviously other teams will be pretty worried about.
Moore's is at a great streak of form, and he seems to be just playing more and more minutes all the time now.
He can't play more than 80 generally, can you? No. And he's out there for the full whack, and that's when he first came, he struggled with that. When I watched him at Melbourne, he was on there for 12, 15 minutes max, and you see what he's doing now. It's not only his ability to do minutes, it's the value of the minutes, and that's significant. And his skill set, his physical ability and his skill set as well, the mix of that is proving to be a pretty heady mix at the moment. He looks pretty special when he's out on the field.
All eyes are drawn to the guy scoring all the tries. I just want to ask you about Adam Milner, another big stint from him, playing at nine, and obviously having McShane playing at half-back, he's more and more on Milner at the minute, do you feel?
Yeah, I sort of challenged him earlier on in the year to do more minutes, because I think, it's pretty important that they can. Keen not to do it to him every week, but where we're at the moment, then it's important that he does steel himself mentally, and I think he's doing that pretty well. He's getting put under a lot of pressure, but he handled it well tonight, I thought.
Luke Dawn came off. Was it a calf problem? Is he all right?
Yeah, a bit of a calf. Well, we'll wait and see. It's sometimes it's just the tightness of the calf, and he just said to me there he hasn't done a calf before, so he doesn't really know what it feels like. Well, I can tell him, because I did a fair few of them, and they're generally really painful, and his isn't, so hopeful that he's not too bad.
He's starting to get some troops back now. He's, all of a sudden, you have got that strong squad is really looking strong, isn't it now?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, Lyon couldn't play tonight. He'd be available next week. We've got a few players. Maybe Ollie Holmes. He'd be great to throw back in there. We're starting to see us look a little bit stronger now, and that gives me an ability to leave people out if they're not playing too well. And there's a couple of guys under pressure at the moment and need to perform on a regular basis, and that's the way it should be. That's how you get your best performances. So we're getting closer to that at the moment.
Luke Gale, new 5-year deal. It's a big statement from Castleford, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, the thing that Castleford haven't always been the best at is retaining the better players. And I think we've shown a real good statement of intent with Ben Robertson and with Luke Gale. There's other players as well that we've worked hard to retain. Some of the younger players, Mike McMeekin. We've got Junior Moores, whose contract is for next season. We clearly need to look at him. It's key. Dennis Solomona.
What's his contract situation at the minute?
Dennis another two, but he's advanced himself as a player. So, if someone really improves as a player, they generally come knocking on your door. That's the way life is, isn't it?
I guess that's the problem you want, though, isn't it? I know the pot is not endless, but if players are playing well, then that's a good thing for you, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah, every player has his market rate, doesn't he? That's the way it is, and market forces dictate that, and He's done pretty well, Danny. I want him to keep improving and sometimes get in and do some of the dirty stuff a little bit more, but his finishing is second to none. So, and he, in a large part, he gets paid for that as much as he gets paid for the yardage stuff. So, yeah, that's the way it is. And we want our players to keep improving. Like you say, it's not endless, and you've got to be able to mix it all together and make sure you get it right. But yeah, the going back to your initial point is the statement of intent is keep your best players, and we've been able to do that, which is massive for us.
Were you ever worried about it at any point? Or?
Oh, well, you sort of look at players and you think, right, who would be interested, and I've spoke to Gailey for quite a bit now about what you're wanting to do, and he had a little bit of that he might want to play in Australia, and we finally managed to convince him that becoming a legend at Castleford would be a pretty special thing to do, and Ardisty, Epworth, the great Roger Millward, people who came through Castleford and were great halfbacks, we'd like to think that he can turn into one of them that people revere for a long time to come.
Onwards and upwards. Witness next, everyone pull through tonight, or any problems you're worried about?
Darnie with his calf, really. Gail had a little bit of an ankle, but he played the full game, so hopefully both of those will be okay, but we'll check as we go through the weekend and into Monday.